As usual, we'll start the fourth minute at 200. I think you're going to like it. On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that it is virtually impossible to prove anything to an absolute certainty. The Crown is not required to do that. The Crown does not have to prove its case beyond any possible doubt. Such a standard would be impossible to achieve in most cases. The Crown only has the burden of proving the guilt of the accused beyond a reasonable doubt. So if, based on the evidence, you are not sure that the accused committed the offense charged, you should find him not guilty, because this shows you are not satisfied of his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. If, on the other hand, based on all the evidence, you are sure that Mr. Allen committed the offense charged, you should find him guilty. Now, this rule or principle of reasonable doubt also applies to decisions to be made about the believability of witnesses. If you have a reasonable doubt as to the guilt of Mr. Allen coming from the believability of witnesses, then you should find him not guilty. Besides deciding what evidence you believe, you must also decide how much weight or importance you should give to that evidence. You may believe all, part, or none of what a witness says. In other words, your assessment of a witness's evidence does not have to be made on an all-or-nothing basis.